Rumi. What are you up to? Oh, is that so? Oh, well, since you're not really doing anything, I was wondering if I could get your help with something. Do you remember that mannequin head that I keep in my room? The one that I used to style wigs on. Okay, and do you remember how drunk I got last night at the party? Well, when I was getting ready for bed, I may have accidentally bumped into my vanity table, and my mannequin head may have fallen off and broken its neck. Yeah, so this morning I went online to order a new one, but it won't be here until this time next week, and I have a client who's expecting to wear a fully styled wig on her date that's coming up in 2 days' time. So what I'm asking is if you would be willing to be my model for 20 to 30 minutes. Please? Yes? Thank you! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. To be completely honest, I thought you would be a bit more adverse to the idea. I was all ready to bribe you and everything, but since you're so willing, follow me. The wig and all my products are in my bedroom. Again, thank you so much for doing this. Alright, all we need now is just a little more hold on these curls and we'll be done. Close your eyes for me, sweetie. There we go. Oh, she's gonna love this. I cannot wait to show it to her. Oh, shush, I can take pride in my work. Well then, why don't you tell me what you think of it? Oh, you love it, huh? Very good, isn't it? Yeah, not only are they pretty, but side braids are so much fun to do. I'm so happy you like it. You know, it actually looks quite nice on you. Yeah, you have a really nice shaped face, and that totally works well with these bangs and your eyes. And, well, let's just say a girl would kill for eyes like yours. Although, these eyebrows of yours could use a little work. Just a few plucks here and there, I think you could have them looking really nice. I won't go too thin, but it'd be enough to make it so your eyes stand out a bit more. What do you say? Wonderful. And done. Not bad, right? Yeah, I got a little carried away and I did go a bit too thin, but I think it looks really nice. Very pretty. Yes, pretty. Just like you. Especially when you're all dressed up. I think you know exactly what I mean, sweetheart. Why else would you be getting so red? Oh, honey, I do not like being lied to. No, no, no. Okay. Well, if you're gonna play the part of a bimbo, then... Here, watch this. What do you mean you don't need to watch it? I thought you didn't know what I was talking about. That's what I thought. Now just sit still. No, no. I will hold on to my phone. You just sit there and watch. Is it coming back to you now? Isn't that you coming into my bedroom and dressing up in my clothes? To be honest, I suspected this for a while now. I would come home from work or a night on the town, and I would notice that some items in my room weren't where I last left them. I didn't really understand what was going on until I had to borrow your computer that one weekend. It was purely by accident, I swear, but I ended up having to go into your internet history, and, well, that's when I found all of the forced feminization videos and websites. Naturally, that's when it all came together for me, but it wasn't until yesterday that I finally decided to take matters into my own hands and set up a camera so I could know for certain. After watching this video, I learned that my suspicions were correct. Aww. Relax, sweetie. You don't have to apologize. I have my own particular fetishes as well. So, who am I to judge? I assure you, I am not angry. You see, this wig you're wearing is not for a client. It's for you. That's why it matches your hair color so well. Yeah. Why would I do this? Oh, I don't know. Maybe I find it cute that my roommate likes to dress up and act like a pretty little girl. Don't act so confused. Particular fetishes, remember? Shh. You didn't shave today, did you? I can tell. What about the rest of you? Really now? Okay. Get up and follow me into the bathroom. Let's go. Don't ask questions. Okay, sweetie. This is hair removal cream. It's strong stuff. So what you want to do is take a dab of cream and spread it over a small area of your skin. You leave it on for 3 or so minutes, and if your skin doesn't have a reaction, then you are safe to use it on the rest of your body. After 7 or 8 minutes, you can scrape off some of the cream, and if the hair comes off with it, then you can hop in the shower and wash it off. Most likely you'll still have a few hairs left here and there, so go over them with a razor like you normally would. And of course, make sure you deal with your facial stubble as well. If you do have a reaction to the cream, however, just shave like you normally would. Once you're done in here, I want you to wrap yourself in a towel and come straight to my room. Understand? Okay, good. Now give me your wig and get to it. Oh, and sweetie? You better not fucking touch yourself. Ah, there you are. All smooth, princess? Come here, let me feel. Arms up. Good. I want to feel everything. Ooh, very, very nice, sweetie. Oh, now what about down below? Aw, I'm sorry to startle you. But this towel belongs to me now. No, 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 no. Arms up. I didn't tell you to put them down yet. I said that I wanted to feel everything, didn't I? Yes, that's right. Well, your thighs and ass are certainly nice and silky, but what about? No. Oh, stop with your half-hearted protests and just enjoy it. I know you love this. Very good. Oh, I love a nice smooth cock. The way you thrust into my hand. Oh, sweetie, I could play with you all day. But let's not get carried away. I still have another surprise for you. Over on the bed. Why don't you go take a look? That weekend when I borrowed your laptop, I found that you seemed to have a bit of a fancy for French maids. So I kept that in mind when I went shopping yesterday. There were so many different styles and colors to choose from, but I decided to stick with something a little more traditional. I just love the little white ruffles all around the neckline and the big white bow in the back. Just so cute! I knew you'd like it. I also got you this sweet little lingerie set. Once I saw it, I just had to get it for you. And I think these little white stockings will look amazing with the dress. As well as these adorable little black and white Mary Jane pumps. Aren't they cute? I just adore little instep straps so much. Oh, but I think it's about time that we get you all dressed up. This house isn't going to clean itself now, is it? No, it's not. So here, sweetie, go on and slip on these little sexy panties. I love the way you stick your ass out like that. So spankable. Come here, I'll help you with the bra. Arms up! Now, I know I have some inserts around here somewhere. Oh, top drawer, huh? You seem to know your way around my room a little better than I do. I'll just slip these into the cups. There we go. Have you ever worn a garter belt before? Well, it's fairly easy. It's really no harder than putting on a bra. You just wrap it around your waist like so, and then you clasp it together in the back. How's that? Good. Stockings next. Sit on the bed and roll them up your leg. Do it slowly. Smooth them out and then fasten the clasps. Front and back. Good girl. Oh, you like that, do you? You like being called a good girl? You are just too cute. Let's get these pumps on you. These are going to look so good with your stockings. Here, I'll do this foot, and you do the other. Good, your foot just slides right in. Now I'll just buckle the strap. Oh, these look absolutely gorgeous on you. Stand up and take a few steps. How do they feel? Too tight? Too loose? No? Very good. Now come here, sweetie, take a seat. I'm going to do your makeup now. Oh, what to do? What to do? How about a nice classic smoky eye? I think that'll look so great on you. And of course it would look amazing with the dress. Oh, sweetie. That was a rhetorical question. I'm going to do whatever I want, but I'm glad you approve of my choice. Now, where did I put that black eyeliner? I hope you're paying attention to all that. I gave you quite a few different application techniques that are sure to help you when you do your own makeup. No bother. I'll just have to sit you down another time. Anyways, let's get you back under this wig. There we go. Oh, don't you look pretty? Now let me look at you. Stand up. Give me a little turn. Sweetheart, you look absolutely delicious. Oh, that pretty face, this tight little body, and that bulge I can see in the front of your pretty little panties. You could really do something to a girl with particular fetishes. You know what? Fuck it. I don't see why I have to wait. Get on your knees, now. That's right. I want you to reach up under my dress and pull down my panties. Can you feel how wet I am? Yeah? That's because of you, sweetie. When I first saw that video of you dressing up in my clothes, when I first saw how pretty and sexy you looked, how turned on you got, oh, all the dirty, dirty ideas that popped into my mind. And now I have you here, on your knees in front of me, removing my panties. Just toss them to the side. You'll pick them up later. Now follow me to the bed. I want to sit down for this. Kneel in front of me. I think you know what's going to happen next. Push up my dress. Good girl. Now I'm going to grab a handful of your hair and just pull you right in. Oh, that's it, sweetie. That's it. You make such a good little girl. Yeah, so pretty. So sweet and obedient. Oh, fuck. How do I taste? You like it? No. Don't touch yourself. Don't fucking touch yourself. I see that hand of yours moving south. I want you to focus on me. Focus on my pleasure. If I want you to put those fingers of yours to good use, then use them on me. Is that understood? Good girl. That's it. That's it. No, it's not your turn. Not just yet. I still have a lot planned for you. That's right. And I need you nice and horny for those plans. Now, let's finish getting you dressed. I may even have to redo some of your makeup. It's a little runny.